This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday. Mm. And by the way, if you text in, Fred might give you relationship advice in return. Ooh, we'll
do as I say, not as I do.
Okay. All right. Actually,
I wish my son would take it, but I need to forgive.
Let's
I need
go
to
ahead
give
mark that.
Him forgiveness. I said something to him this week.
That you didn't want to bring up in Forgiveness Friday, but now...
Well, it's Forgiveness Friday, so I figured, you know
that's
what,
that's not the whole day? That's in that segment.
Yeah. Well, I just... Look, I told him, I said, if you can bleep your girlfriend, you can talk to me like a man.
How old is your son?
17.
Okay. Did he respond?
He hung up the phone. He hung up the phone on me.
I get that. All right, NFL overreaction or reality? I'm going to let you define... Yeah. The word better, however you want. Trayvon Diggs is better than Deron Bland.
No.
Oh, you answered that so quickly.
No.
So we've been talking.
One's going to be ready week one. One won't be.
Okay. So we've been talking about, you know, of course, the ESPN top 10 here and there. Yeah. And they had Trayvon Diggs at 13. They had Deron Bland at 18.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to throw it out there. But you immediately said.
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, you know, Deron had the issue in training camp last year was with the foot, I believe it was, you know, and of course it got pushed back and then yep. He's played, what, the last six or seven games and looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
All right. Trayvon Diggs, has had moments as being a good cornerback. I think last year was a very frustrating year for him. You're seeing some of that maybe a little bit as far as kind of the waning effects of it going on this offseason. Now, could he shut all of us up? Because, look, at the end of the day, I don't care what you do off the field, provided it's, you know, not illegal or going to, you know, be a distraction.
Okay.
Just play good football, and I don't want to see highlights of you arm tackling from 5 feet away.
Right.
Okay. You're not a ghost. All right. Just make a play.
Good luck with that.
That's all we want to see.
All right. Alec, overreaction or reality? Trayvon Diggs is better than Deron Bland.
It's kind of tough. I'll say reality for now.
Oh, in your face, Fred.
I'll say reality for now. The body of work, because Corey talked about it yesterday, where whenever we finally got that dose of healthy Trayvon Diggs, it looked like the technical aspects were
that
getting better and better and better. And it felt like the things we picked on him for at first coming out and in his first year in the league, they were starting to disappear. And it felt like he was becoming the Byron Jones that got interceptions. So he made everybody happy. He did everything right. So for now, I'm going to say yes, but if he's just repeatedly unavailable, I will easily change that answer.
NFL overreaction or reality, you do believe. Bobby, come in here. NFL overreaction or reality.
Yeah.
You do believe that a wide receiver will have a 2,000-yard season within the next 3 years?
No. Like passing's trending down. Nope, not going to happen.
Oh! Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Bell
has left the room,
not the building.
Just dropping.
So that was Ja'Marr Chase. He obviously mentioned himself and Justin Jefferson as being the likely candidates. So overreaction to reality. You do believe a wide receiver will get a 2,000-yard season within the next three
overreaction.
Years.
It's too much. I mean, we thought Tyreek Hill was going to do it a few years ago.
Yes.
So much. Look, do I think those two could do it? Yes. But from an injury standpoint. I think you've, and that's what slowed down Tyreek.
Yep.
All right. I mean, one hamstring injury and a missed half could throw all that off. And then, oh, by the way, what, you don't think defenses are going to start to try to shut him down there towards week 16, 17?
You would think that.
And I am, well, year one, we'll see. I don't know. We don't know about J.J. McCarthy yet. Could Joe Burrow and Jamar, if you had to put a gun to my head, who would be most likely to do it? Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase.
Agreed. Especially since they're going to continue to give up 40 points a game.
I mean, they got to score points. Yeah. Because that defense is not going to be good again next year.
No, I'm with you on that. All right, Alec, I'm fascinated your thought of this as well. And, of course, the all-time record held by Calvin Johnson, 1,964 yards.
That was in 16 games.
That's true.
That's a good point. Even with the extra game, even if they expand to 18 games, kind of with Bobby, kind of with Fred here, where I don't see, I'm seeing more of a run game resurgence than anything coming in the next few years. I know I've talked highly about that. It's partially because I don't know why, but the running back position is always the most fascinating to me. And the way that Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are setting things up for future backs, I think Ashton Jeanty is going to help that conversation as well. I think an Omarion Hampton in that Harbaugh system is going to be able to help that conversation to where we are going to trend back to a more balanced spread offense. So I don't think so. I think the league is just going to trend back to a more neutral place offensively where we're just not going to allow that to happen.
NFL overreaction or reality. This kind of goes with the other thing we were just talking about. The Bengals will pull their heads out of their asses and get deals done with both Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart.
I don't. I mean, they will eventually, I think.
Before the season starts.
Yeah, because those are the two guys. Did you see, is it true that Shamar Stewart put something to go back to Texas A&M?
No. So, okay, I can actually give you the breakdown on that. He's working out with the Texas A&M folks, but even Mike Elko, the head coach with A&M, said he's not coming back here. Yeah. He's just comfortable in this program. And here's the issue. There's no incentive for him to go back to A&M because if he goes back and plays for A&M, his draft rights still belong to the Bengals. The only way he would be free and clear of them is if he did not play football for a year.
Now, he could still get NIL money, though, could he not?
That's true. And I, as an A&M right? fan, so I would, of course, take him back.
And you guys got those deep pockets. I mean, look, you know damn good and well Mike Elko could call a oil donor and scribble a $10 million check for Shamar Stewart.
Absolutely. And I do believe Elko said, like, it is not his inclination or it's something like it was. He didn't flat out say there's no way in hell, but he worded it very nicely that led me to believe it's not going to happen. But it technically could. He would have to put up a challenge.
We wouldn't be mad if it did.
As well. Oh, I would not be mad if it did. Yeah. I got no love for the Bengals. Absolutely. No. We need him on that team.
No.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, for as much crap as Jerry Jones gets, how miserable and just poverty-stricken are the Bengals?
They're the worst.
I mean, they operate 10 times worse than the Cowboys ever do.
You can look at it right now. They are literally trying to put something in this contract that no other first-round pick has, and the Bengals have not done since the new, post-Sam Bradford era of slotting for draft picks, and they're doing it now. I'm with you.
In the words of Logan Roy, they are not serious people.
Okay. Alec, overreaction reality. They will get both of these.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Deals done, and neither player will miss any regular season time.
I'll go reality.
Ooh.
And I don't think, and it's not to give them any applause. It's not because they're going to do anything right. I think they're going to cave to the players' demands and the agents' demands. I think they're absolutely going to see this. They're going to have their backs pinned against the wall, and they're going to be like, man, we need them to get at least some practice reps out here. Like, we need to see how they work with some of the new additions to the team, which they don't have very many because they don't spend money like we're talking about now. But still, we need things to flesh out a little bit here. So I do think that they're going to give up. I think that they're going to put their guard down and say, okay, This is a tired bit of us being the broke-ass ownership that we are. It's a tired bit. It only goes so far. We got to try to win football games when we got one of the best quarterbacks on planet Earth.
I like
broke
that.
Ass.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all, you two, this. NFL overreaction to reality, you get pumped for the start of NFL training camp.
I think from a, yes, reality.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, and in our line of work.
Do you think if you were just a football fan and didn't work in this business, that would be the same?
No.
Okay.
No, because I took about a 2-year break from radio my last couple of years in Houston. And I mean, I did it sporadically here and there. And training, I guess, in some, but in a different way.
Your answers can be very exciting.
They are, right? Because, you know, in my ADD brain, I'm not even sure the way I feel sometimes. Give me 5 minutes and I could change my mind. But no, yes, because for us, it gives us more content. So it gives us more dive into, more points to debate. Whereas when it's just from a sporting standpoint, it's like, okay, I can only watch so much baseball. Right. Now I'm going to veg out on, you know, who the fourth string right tackle is going to be for the Chiefs.
Hell yeah.
So.
There's no way they have four viable right tackles in Kansas City.
No, but that left tackle is going to be good, though.
I get it. Alec, NFL overreaction reality. Maybe in and out of the business, you get excited for the start of training camp.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of it even away from the business because I vividly remember pulling up this station to listen to the Welcome to Training Camp pressers when I was in high school. Sitting in my car after class. So, yes, I was a dork for this stuff just because I need something of substance to talk about, not these awful Mount Rushmore conversations that the national networks put out there and the lists, like the terrible one that Pro Football Network put out that Bobby Belt brought to the table this morning. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I want to talk about stuff of substance.
Now, I just want to throw this out there. One of my favorite moments at training camp, the Cowboys were having a joint practice with the Raiders, and I did wireless with Raiders fans, and my first question to all of them was, how long have you been on probation? The second person I asked that, he laughed, and he goes, all right, you got me, about 6 months.
Okay.
I was like, oh, wow. But he had a great sense of humor.
The stereotype is true.
Yeah, a little bit. NFL overreaction or reality, the New England Patriots are going to make the playoffs this season.
Ooh. I'm going to say reality.
But it sounds like you're by a thread, right?
There. Well, it is by a thread because I've also got them going over your show notes, your show outline, and you said, you know, you had, and just to give a tease, team, and maybe it's we're doing this segment, what, three teams that could go from worst to first?
Yes.
I had them as a sleeper pick.
Ooh, like that.
There you go.
All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? The Patriots will make the playoffs this year.
I'm going to go no. I think that I don't think they're wrong. I think they're just early. You know,
okay.
I don't disagree.
I think the first year of Mike Vrabel, I think it's going to look good. I think you're going to see all of the signs, but the AFC is just so top-heavy right now that they can afford to not press. You know, what does that look like? You know, I'm not saying roll over and die and give up games, but I don't think they need to stress themselves out that, hey, this is the year that we've got to prove everybody wrong. We got to prove ownership right, this, that, and the other. I think they have the right idea. I just think they're a little bit early and they need a little bit more.
NFL overreaction to reality, Tyreek Hill will not be on the Dolphins at the start of the regular season.
Oh, that's an overreaction.
You think they figured it out? Or just people don't want to dive into that?
What, Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be there for the first week. Why wouldn't he be?
Because he doesn't want to be there.
Look, he's got 17 children, okay? Them child support payments don't stop.
Well, he could go to another team and still get paid.
If you're Miami, let him play a few games unless somebody gets hurt in the training camp. But I think you go ahead and keep him for a few games, let him get his mind right, see how it plays out, and at the very least, all right, boom, let's move him. Because you might get a little bit better haul come trade deadline than you would during the training camp.
All right.
And maybe you sit down and tell Drew Rosenhaus that, too. He seems like a quasi-reasonable guy in that sense.
Do you think? How often do you think those discussions take place? I know your client's not happy, but strategically, it just makes more sense for us to wait those extra, like, 8 weeks or whatever.
Oh, I think it happens probably a lot more than we realize.
Interesting.
It's just that you just don't necessarily want it out there.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. All right, Alex, same question, overreaction or reality? Tyreek Hill will not be on the Dolphins at the start of the regular season.
Overreaction. I get the sense from Greer, the GM out there in Miami, and leadership out there that they're kind of tough guy, and they're going to be like, huh, that's cute, show up. You know, like, we're still writing you checks. You're going to show up. You're going to play. We don't care. And Tyreek Hill, he's kind of fair weather with this stuff.
Oh, I can see that.
He's very vocal for 2 or 3 weeks, and then he's like, yeah, cool. You know, I'm making millions. I run fast. I catch footballs. I do the thing, you know? So I think he's going to show up, and he's not going to complain about it after a while.
I got one for you. Yeah. Overreaction reality. Ooh. Mike McDaniel will be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins when the season ends.
I think that is a reality for 24 hours after that.
Exactly. No, he's done.
So I'm with you.
You get
that.
What I'm saying. No. Yeah. Mike McDaniel is
24 hours after their season is over, then I say no.
I could see them firing him. I could see him getting axed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, week 13, 14, whoever the offensive coordinator, D coordinator, the special teams guy. I'm going to go ahead and call my shot now. Week 14, McDaniel gets fired. Special teams coach gets interim label. Mike McDaniel, who I think, look, God bless him, great offensive mind. I think he's phony baloney. And,
do you?
Oh, 100%. I'm going to tell you why. When they did that in-season Hard Knocks, which does anybody even watch?
Not that I'm aware.
I watched it for about 5 minutes, and I saw all I needed to see. He goes down to the podium and does his little introductory hello to the team, and it was the most disingenuous, try hard, like, I'm cool, guys, you know, I'm trying to, you know, relate to you guys. It's just, bro, just be you, okay? Just be you. I'm tired of the capri pants. I'm tired of the cool Miami Vice sunglasses. Like, I'm here to play football and win, not be Mr. Cool and do all this little neato stuff on the sideline. Win me games.
I like it. I'll double check in the betting odds, but I'm pretty sure he's
right. He's got to be leading the clubhouse,
I
right?
think he's behind Dable.
Yeah, I can
which
see
you,
that.
Yeah, but I think he's second that. After that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You kind of look like Dable.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I see your point. Hopefully not for too much longer. We'll see how that goes.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN's Tea today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.